Another episode of Mostly Superheroes, The Snack. This time, another reboot, now a TV show from a film, at least that I know of. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is streaming on Prime, starring Donald Glover and Maya Erskine. Help us out, Erskine. Scotty Scoop, you're the one that's seen it. I haven't seen it. Anybody else seen it?
Nada. Negative.
No. Okay,
this
so...
This is a Scotty Scoop feature. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the show.
Yeah. Anybody familiar with the original... Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, of course.
So this is the same thing.
I'm a spy, you're a spy, we're spying, we're not talking about it, but you're spying, but I'm not telling you I'm spying.
These two individuals, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they have been recruited by a mysterious agency. They didn't know each other before. They are like FBI, CIA dropouts. You know, they didn't make it. Washed out for some reason. Couldn't cut it. They've been recruited by this mysterious agency. And their cover is that they are married. And they get sent on just random missions. You know, it's kind of like a Mission Impossible thing. Not that the missions are impossible, but the notes just kind of show up. You know, they're in contact. Hey, we need you to go infiltrate this or deliver X package or get information from this person. Not always really clear on why they're doing what they're doing or how they need to go about doing it, but only that you need to complete the mission. And of course, you know, they come in, they don't know each other. They're playing the married couple. Obviously, eventually, they kind of start to mesh and get together. And just like the movie, there's going to be some conflict.
Mm.
They dropped all the episodes at once on this, so you can go watch the whole thing. It is pretty good.
Prime Video.
Prime Video. Me and the lady watched this. We both really enjoyed it. I really hope they're coming back with a second season. Donald Glover is great. Mm. Like he's really got it.
Yeah, he does. He's a real star. And you also got, like you said, Maya Erskine, Paul Dano, Parker Posey.
Yes.
Parker
Posey. I like that.
Everybody loves Parker Posey. We'll be right back. Whether you're visiting or live here in town, Fortuna Games is your go-to spot for tabletop gaming in St. Louis. Located at 2632 South Kings Highway Boulevard, right across from Tower Grove Park, Fortuna Games offers Magic, Pokemon, Lorcana, board games, supplies, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, visit online at fortunagames.net or find them on Facebook and Instagram. You can also call 413-367-8862 or email fortuna@fortunagames.net. And remember, tell them Mostly Superheroes sent you. All right, back to the show.
Go see this. Watch this show on Prime. It's a, you know, thriller, action, comedy. Sometimes it kind of feels like a dramedy. It does get a little deep and a little dark sometimes, but they always come in with a little something to lighten it up. But great, like spy versus spy action.
They got numerous directors on the show taking turns on episodes, which is kind of fun. You got Karina Evans doing a couple episodes, Hiro Murai, Amy Simetz doing a couple episodes. Donald Glover directed one episode.
Yeah.
Christian Springer also on the film. I got the IMDb rating here, Scotty. Before I share that, I want to hear your spoiler-free 4.0 rating on this TV series, season one.
Season one. I hope it comes back. I would give this probably a 3.5. Hmm. This is really right up my alley. Lots of like, it keeps you wanting to watch. You know, every episode is kind of like a case of the week kind of thing. But there's a very good overarching story to trying to figure out why they're doing what they're doing and how far they're willing to go with it.
So there is an overarching
Yeah.
start and end.
Yes.
Cool.
It looks great. The tone, the colors, the, you know, if someone hasn't seen it, like, this vibe, you know, it seems like they've really, like, almost given this, like, Mrs. Smith meets Starsky and Hutch or something. You know, it's like,
yeah,
there's like some fun to it. You know, it's got some, you can tell it's got some serious elements, but it's not taking itself too seriously. I mean, look at, they're each wearing gold chains. You know, this is pretty epic. Okay, so great rating out of you, IMDb, 7.0.
Okay.
We got an 8-star on IMDb. Looking forward to the next season. Another 8-star. Fresh.
I really hope they have another one.
Fresh imagination of a decent movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, kind of like a funny twist. Like, it was kind of just a decent movie. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of my thought, right? I see this and I'm like, whatever. Like, I saw that movie, but
this is better than the movie.
I was going to ask, what do you think?
100%. It's Donald Glover, too. Like, he's fantastic.
He's just got so much of, what do you call it? You know, he's got it.
The it factor.
The it factor.
You know?
He's better than Brad Pitt, you're saying?
Oh, 100%. I love Brad Pitt, but
yikes.
Give me Donald Glover any day.
And you're hoping for season two.
I'm hoping for season two. They left it open. I mean, it could be over.
Do you think Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie make a cameo at some point? Say it goes on 2-3 seasons?
That'd be funny.
Were you expecting one?
I wasn't. I think this show takes itself a lot more seriously than that.
You heard it here, Mostly Superheroes, another episode of The Snack. Got you in, got you out. You decide for yourself. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Prime Video, all episodes of season one are streaming now. Go check it out and come tell us what you thought. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.